Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Thursday, July 3rd, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. United Management recently announced more definitive information on their intent to subject approximately 600 active flight attendants to surplus at Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago. This will have far-reaching impact on both active and inactive flight attendants at these locations, affecting those leaving the location as well as those remaining at the location. Effective for the October 2014 schedule month, the 200 most junior active flight attendants each in Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago domiciles are subject to surplus. We recognize the surplus notice is raising a number of questions, and we are offering updates on our website. Tomorrow is Independence Day in the United States. The founding principles of our great nation committed to give us the tools to build a vision of equality set forth in the Declaration of Independence. It has been a persistent battle to continue to refine those principles and defend them throughout our country's history, and it will continue to require brave, dedicated individuals to maintain our centuries-old success. This weekend, as we celebrate Independence Day in the United States, take a moment to reflect upon the freedom that we celebrate, which has been won at the cost of hard work, perseverance, and a dedication to what is right. Like our great country, we have and always will work to do what is right for the betterment of those entrusted to our care. Please remember, as you are celebrating Independence Day, that it is forbidden to have fireworks in your carry-on and or checked baggage. If found, the fine is $75,000 for each violation. It is also illegal to mail or ship fireworks as air parcels. Wherever you may be this Independence Day, working and earning holiday pay, spending time with family and friends in celebration, or simply enjoying your days off, we wish you a very happy Independence Day. Our contract provides for additional pay for flight attendants on flight assignments during holidays. Holidays are defined by domicile location and also each flight attendant's birthday. Section 2Q of our contract specifies that each flight attendant is eligible to be paid for up to 5 holidays per year, and Section 5L outlines the formula for holiday pay. Friday being Independence Day, this is a designated holiday for 11 out of our 15 domiciles. Holiday pay is calculated using a formula that takes into account the number of credited hours flown during the holiday ID and how long you were away from your home during the ID. Review the contract education piece on our website for all the contractual parameters and examples of this negotiated pay provision. Working in the airline industry, as many of us are aware, the weather can have a huge impact on travel. When traveling to and from required training, we may come across some irregularities in our system. There are a few circumstances that may affect our required travel to attend training, and the recommended flight is delayed or canceled. In these circumstances, we have contractual language to protect us. To read the full guide from AFA CWA, please visit our website. We have received several reports from flight attendants who have been given assignments or reassignments from customer service. This information should never come from a customer service agent. It is the responsibility of the crew desk to contact you directly with any change to your ID. If this situation occurs, please contact your local council to inform them of the situation. The company has posted our semi-annual flight attendant system seniority list consistent with Section 17C of our contract. This list is available in all domiciles and can be found on United's Flying Together website by going to In-Flight Services Department page, Crew Scheduling, Semi-Annual Seniority List. Our contract provides for a review period of a maximum of 30 days from July 3, 2014 for flight attendants examination in which to protest any alleged omission or errors affecting your seniority. The review period for flight attendants who are on vacation, leave of absence, voluntary furlough, or sick leave must be completed within 30 days of returning to flight duty. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. The Harvard School of Public Health is currently conducting a follow-up survey to the one they conducted in 2007. The purpose of both surveys is to gain information so that there can be a better understanding of the health issues flight attendants face due to the nature of our work. Participation in the survey is completely voluntary, and participants will not be compensated. All information submitted will be treated as confidential. Your MEC supports this important initiative. For those flight attendants who have not yet had a chance to complete the Harvard Health Study Survey, there is still time to be added to the drawing for the iPad provided The survey is completed before 11:59 Pacific Standard Time on July 12, 2014. The study has been advised they will also continue to accept surveys received after July 12th. To take the survey and be entered into the drawing, please visit www.fahealth.org/harvard-study. The survey will take about 30 minutes of your time and will allow you to contribute your lifetime of knowledge about flight attendant health. You are encouraged to participate. Recently, we have reported to you of the changes that will occur regarding the manner in which the Alliant Credit Union will process automatic deductions from our paychecks. Scheduled to take effect July 25, 2014, these changes will affect people differently depending on the type of deductions in place. All members who have deductions scheduled with Alliant should have received a letter explaining the changes as they will affect you personally in the coming days. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through our strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.